Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Ruth King is here. I told you the beauty was going to show up. Yeah, Tom Anastasi and Ruth King, she's definitely the beauty. He's the beast. Well, Ruth's here. She's CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, an absolutely amazing entrepreneurial venture that she has been putting together now for several years. We've been watching her, and it's just fun to see that success come together. She's the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, also The Courage to be Profitable. If you're a small business owner and you don't have Ruth King's book, The Courage to be Profitable, you have put yourself at a disadvantage. You have to get this book. Ruth is here. She's going to help us. Ruth, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be back with you.
Good to have you back, as always. So you're a CPA, right?
No, I'm actually not. I'm an MBA in finance.
So I thought you had your CPA. I like you better that way anyway. So
I probably know more accounting than a lot of CPAs do as it relates to small business.
I always scratched my head because I said, wait a minute, she's much too advanced thinking for a CPA. So anyway, thank you for being here, Ruth. I know that you spend an awful lot of time working with companies, helping them with their financials. You've seen all the stuff. And this is what you do, helping people to have the courage to be profitable. And as you know, I'm not naive about the deficiencies of too many small business owners when it comes to their financials. It's epidemic, isn't it? How bad small business owners are at managing their financials.
Well, Intuit, the makers of QuickBooks, did a survey, and they said, 49% of all small business owners consider themselves financially illiterate.
Oh yeah,
that's 20.
And those are the ones. And those are just the ones who would admit it.
Yeah, I know.
the 49 more percent are won't admit it, and they are. No, I mean it's an epidemic of biblical proportions when you think about how bad the financials are. And I don't just mean little mom and pop storefronts. I mean some bigger businesses too. So you've identified some of the biggest mistakes that they make. Let's talk about some of them.
Let me tell a story first before we do that. I had a company owner who I was thinking about working with, and I always ask them to send me their financials. And I have looked at enough financial. This guy is generating about $4 million a year, and his financial statements smelled wrong. I mean, I can smell them now.
Yeah.
It really
mm-hmm.
is. And I told him that. I said, I don't know the details, but we'll get into it. And he started arguing with me that his financials were right. This is a guy who didn't know anything about financials, and he says, well, they got to be right. I mean, you know, it's like, okay.
Denial is not just a river in Egypt, is it?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that he wouldn't listen to why I thought they were wrong.
Yeah.
And I know my stuff. But anyway.
Let me tell you a quick story. I went to a business not unlike that. They were doing about $3 million a year. They wanted me to help them. I said, well, would you get me your financials? Let me take a look at them, your last financials. This was in February of that year. They brought me the prior year's tax return.
Oh, my gosh.
Not the year just before that.
Yeah, I know.
They brought me the last return tax return that they'd done for the 2 years ago. And of course, in the back are their financial statements, right? The balance sheet and the operating statement are in the back of that your tax return.
Right.
That's what they brought me. That's That's all they had.
It's really scary about what happens. And, you know,
and of course, by the way, they're out of business.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And this guy will be too because he bought another business. And
I couldn't help him. I said, I'm sorry. God bless you, but I can't help you.
Yeah, unless they were willing to change.
That's right. That was the deal. They wouldn't make the adjustment. So
I
said, good luck. But anyway.
Absolutely. So anyway, you know, as you and I were talking about it, you know, April Fool's Day is coming up, and I decided for April Fool's Day this year, I write a blog called Profitable Business, and I'm putting this up on Profitable Business as the 10 most foolish financial statement mistakes. I think it'll be fun to do for April Fool's
Day. Absolutely.
you know, do it from background. You know, I'll share a few with us, the listeners this morning, and if they want the whole thing, if it's okay, I'll just tell them where they can get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's the first one?
The first one is trusting your bookkeeper implicitly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the deal. So many people have told me, I trust my bookkeeper with my life. And unless your bookkeeper is your wife, which mm-hmm. I don't suggest anyway, they don't have the same feelings for the business you do.
Right.
They haven't signed on the bottom line. And somebody told me many, many years ago when I was a young pup in this business, saying that the great embezzler becomes the trusted bookkeeper.
Right.
And it just sent chills up.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the great trusted advisor becomes the great embezzler.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. Well, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about some of these things that you should not do if you want to survive and have a profitable business that's sustainable. With our good friend Ruth King, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.